Kal Kadosh, Boker Tov. Regarding the halachot of the berachot of Kriyat Shema, we once explained in the past that the berachot of Kriyat Shema are not me'akev the Kriyat Shema in itself. Meaning, even if you read Kriyat Shema without any of the berachot, you are still yotzei de chova, you fulfill your obligation from the Torah of reading Kriyat Shema. And not only the berachot, the blessings before and after, do not stop you from fulfilling the mitzvah, even the order of the berachot do not stop. Meaning, if I say Ahavat Olam before Hamariv Aravim, so I started Ahavat Olam, and when I finished Ohevet Amo Yisrael, I started Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem Yivaro Ma'ariv Aravim and everything, I still, b'diavad, I fulfill my obligation of the berachot as well. And even if I said Amidah, I'm still allowed to say the beracha that I forgot afterwards. Nevertheless, there are some Rishonim that hold that I do have to say all of them. And therefore, if I'm only going to say one of the berachot, I'm not allowed to say that one. And we have the general rule of Safek beracho la'akel, that whenever we have a doubt, we are not going to say a beracha. Therefore, we must say all the berachot. Plus, again, here we're talking about the bediavad, if you got mixed up or you forgot one. But lechatechila, you have to say all of them in the proper order. Even if a person forgot Hashkivenu, which is the second beracha after Kriyat Shema at nighttime, and after Amidah he remembered, so then it is appropriate that he would say Kriyat Shema again, and then afterwards say just Hashkivenu. Now we're going to go into a few of the different texts of the berachot of Kriyat Shema, which is brought down. According to the Arizal HaKadosh, in the first beracha, we're supposed to say, Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim bechokhma, comma, poteach she'arim bitvuna, comma, then meshaneitim, which means with his words, he's made nighttime, he's made it dark with wisdom, comma, he opens up the gates with understanding, comma, meshaneitim, he changes the times. Meaning chokhmah, the word wisdom, is going on the words before it. Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. And the word tvuna, which is understanding, goes on the word before, poteach she'arim bitvuna, that is a minhag, our minhag, whether it's our song, the way that we sing it, that we say asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim bechokhmah, or the same with the other tune. Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim bechokhmah, comma, poteach she'arim bitvuna, comma. The same thing, that's the way that we sing it. Minhagad Ashkenazim is different. The Ashkenazim say, Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim, comma, bechokhma poteach she'arim, comma, uvitvuna meshaneitim. That's the one difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Another concept that we have also is, we're supposed to say umsaderet kochavim mishmerotem barakia kirtzono, comma, meaning the word kirtzono is going beforehand, and then afterwards we continue borei yomam v'layla, that he creates night and day. Minhag Sfaradim and Edot Mizrach is when we finish we say umavdir b'yom v'layla Adonai tzevaot shemo baruch ata Hashem ma'ariv aravim. The Ashkenazim just say, Umavdil b'yom uvelayla, Hashem tzevakot shemo, el chai v'kayam tamid imnoch adenen olam ved, ruch ta Hashem ma'ari v'ravim. So they add different psukim. Now, how do we do the last part? So, okay, that's the Ashkenazim, they have their nusach. In the beracha av ahavat olam, we don't start with the words baruch ata Hashem, because we explain many times, whenever you have one beracha, which is close to another beracha, so since Ahavat Olam is right after Hamariv Aravim, so therefore a beracha which is close to another one, it doesn't start with Baruch Ata Hashem. So that's why it's close together and you don't start. The same thing is with Ve'emunah Kol Zot. Ve'emunah Kol Zot, even though you have Kriyat Shema in the middle, Kriyat Shema is not considered an interruption. And therefore you start Ve'emunah Kol Zot or V'yatziv Nachon because that is close to the previous one. And the same with Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu doesn't start with Baruch Ata Hashem, but it just finished with the Ve'emunah Kol Zot and Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael, and therefore you do not start with Baruch Ata Hashem.